Molly Huddle 呢是美国一个职业的赛跑员。
Molly Huddle is a U.S. American professional long distance runner.
他高中的时候呢，他所读的这个中学呢，连跑步的这个部门呢都没有。
When she was in high school,
running club.
Yeah, there was not a running club in the high school.
所以呢，他爸爸呢就训练他。
So her father started to train her.
2001年呢，他就代表他的中学去参加比赛。
In 2001, she represented high school to compete in a racing running competition.
自此以后呢，她赢了不小的奖牌。
And after that, she won many medals.
到现在，她还是呢美国5000米的这个记录保持者。
Even till today, she is the U.S. 5000 meter record holder.
那么呢，今年呢，她就是美国。10000米的这个跑步的冠军。
And this year she is the U.S. 10,000 meter champion.
那么她就代表了美国去参加在北京今年八月份的这个世界田径的比赛。
So this year she represents the U.S. to participate in the world track and field competition.In August in Beijing.
你知道了一万米的大概就是跑半个小时啊。
So it takes about 30 minutes to run 10,000 meters.
然后呢他经过半个小时的努力的时候呢他知道了他很肯定呢他应该拿到这个铜牌。
So after about 30 minutes of hard work, she was pretty certain that she was going to win the bronze medal.
所以呢他就在冲散的时候呢他都举手庆祝了。
So just before she crossed the finish line, she raised her hands to celebrate.
你会发觉他从来没有唯一的，他在后面的队友都在他最后的一步呢超过他。
But what she did not notice was that one of her own teammates was able to pass her with her very last stride.
所以呢，当他知道这个结果以后呢，他就很后悔。
When she learned about the outcome, she had a lot of regrets.
因为就在她最后一步的时候，她说服不了，所以呢，她就拿不到这个铜牌。
Because of being complacent in with her very last step, she let go the bronze medal.
她知道了她真是功亏一篑。
So she allowed everything to go down the drain.
因为呢，她失去这个奖牌了。可能就影响他明年不能代表美国参加奥运。
But the fact that she lost the bronze medal, could very well imply that she would not have the chance to represent the U.S. next year anymore.
圣经里面呢，劝勉我们呢，要存忍耐的心，全心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
The Bible has encouraged us to run with perseverance.With the race that marked out for us.
所以换句话说，我们每一个人呢，都好像这个莫里一样呢，是一个赛跑的运动员。
So every one of us is like Molly in the sense that we're all long distance runners.
那么我们要注意什么事情，你知道了，我们不会好像莫里一样功亏一篑呢？
So therefore, we need to pay attention. We need to know what we need to pay attention to, so we will not let everything go down the drain.
哪一样事情呢？是我们不能说服的呢？
Now, what are the things that we cannot overcome?
你知道呢，我们会失去神的奖赏。
The things that if we let go, that will make us lose God's rewards.
我们今天呢？希望呢，从这个退亚退拉教会的这封信上面呢，找到这个答案。
We hope to find our answers today through the letter to the church Thyatira.
所以呢，我们第一样事情，怎么可以不会在我们信仰上面就是功亏一篑呢？就是首先我们不要自满。
So the first thing we should do is not to be complacent, so that we will not let all things go down the drain in terms of our faith.
我形容呢这个特亚推拉的教会呢，是一个十全九美的教会。
The way I look at the church in Thyatira is that that they get a score of 9 out of 10.
耶稣写信给七间教会。
Jesus wrote letters to 7 different churches.
如果你把他们看成为了好像赛跑一样的，那么这个特亚推拉教会呢，一定在头三名里。
If you look at the relationship between churches as though they're running in a track and field competition, then you can say that Thyatira is going to finish in the top third.
耶稣对他说哈，我知道你的行。
Jesus told them that I know your deeds.
单凭这句话呢，就比其他后面的教会拔地的这个教会呢好了。
Based on those few words alone, you can tell that this is a better church than the one described after this. That's the church in Sardis. The church in Sardis is known with its name only. And comparing to the last church, described in the section, that's the church in Laodicea, it's a much better church. Because the church in Laodicea is a very lukewarm church, so
to speak.
So the church Thyatira is described as a church that's full of love and faith, and it's known for its service and perseverance. So you can tell it's a very vibrant church. Actually, it's even better than the church at Ephesus. So the Bible described the church at Ephesus as one with services and perseverance, but the church at Thyatira also has those.
但是呢，他连以弗所教会都没有的爱心呢，他也有。
But he has one thing that the church at Ephesus does not have, and that is its love.
还有你看见他圣经谈到他幕后所行的善事。彼此比错所行的更多，所以呢，他的确是一个成长中的、不断成长的一个教会。
And you can tell from the verses that the church is doing more at this point than it did previously. So you can tell it's a church that has grown continuously.
耶稣称赞呢，它是一个有信心的教会。
Jesus praised this church as one with faith.
信心这个字呢，也有的时候会翻成为忠心。
And sometimes the word faith can be translated as loyalty.
如果是翻译一了解这个字是忠心的时候，那么呢，他连这个士美拿教会跟腓拉特腓的要求，他都已经做到。
So what that means is it also suppressed churches in terms of faith or loyalty, comparing the church in Philadelphia.
所以呢，无论你怎么比较啊，这个推亚推拉教会都是一个呢，就是很有活力的一个教会。
So no matter how you look at it, the church in Thyatira is a very vibrant church.
所以呢，对他来说呢，他可能想到他要在主耶稣里面得到这个奖赏呢，我们说呢是十拿九稳。
So from their perspective, they probably think they have a very good chance, a 90% chance to reap rewards from Lord Jesus.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，你会不会觉得你是一个呢十全九的一个基督徒？
But brothers and sisters, I don't know if you would feel like you have a 90% chance of reaping rewards from Lord Jesus.
你望一望左边
，look to your left，
你就发觉，哎，这个弟兄或者姐妹又没有来教会。
You may think that it's a shame that so and so didn't come to church again.
这个只是一个挂名的基督徒而已。
This is a Christian by name only.
你望一望右边
，look to your right，
你就看见这个都是一个不冷不热的基督徒了。
And you may decide that this is a very this is a Christian with a very lukewarm heart.
每一个礼拜他都迟到了
But he's late every week.
然后你望一望前面
And you look a person in front of you.
你就觉得他有的东西我都有
That I have everything that he has.
他没有的东西我都有
And I have what he doesn't have.
那如果你是这样子讲的时候呢我们要小心
You have to be careful, however, if you have those sentiments.
那你知道当主耶稣指出教会他的优点的时候呢他不是说他们的优点是没有价值
So we need to understand that when Lord Jesus points out the merits of a certain church, he's not saying that those merits have no value.
换句话说呢这个退啊退拉的教会它的长进在主耶稣眼里面呢是很宝贵的
In other words, the growth happening at Thyatira Church is a very valuable thing in the eyes of Lord Jesus
主耶稣只是要提醒他们你不要自满
What Lord Jesus is doing is to remind them not to be complacent
因为当我们自满的时候我们很可能就是好像这个莫利哈朵一样太早的信主了
When we are complacent, we could very well become another Molly Huddle where we celebrate prematurely.
你忽略了你最后一步
You failed in your very last step.
那么你就拿不到你的奖赏
And you will not be able to receive the reward that was due to you.
耶稣形容他自己啊 他是一个呢眼睛呢好像这个火焰一样的
Jesus described himselfas one who has eyes like blazing fire.
换句话说呢他能够看见的不是一个表面还能看见我们的内心。
So what that means is what he can see is not just our outward appearances, but also our inner hearts.
好像二十三节提到呢他是哪会呢他看人会肺腑心肠的并要照他们的行为报应他们的个人的。
This is said in verse 23 that he is one who searches hearts and minds and he will repay each one of us according to our deeds.
人家看你可能你是一个很长进的一个基督徒。
People may view you as a growing Christian, maturing Christian.
但是你要知道主耶稣不单只看你外表他还看你内心。
You have to remember that Lord Jesus not only look at your outward appearances, but he also look at your inner heart.
他会看你的动机。
He will look at your motivation.
好像呢，耶利米书十七章第九到第九节，他讲到人心比万物的诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？这里神是提醒我们，有的时候呢，连我们自己都不知道我们的心在想什么。
As is said in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? In other words, sometimes we ourselves don't know what we're thinking inside of us.
但是呢，第十节里面就提醒我们，我们耶和华是鉴察人心，试验人肺腑的，要照个人的行所行的和他所做的结果报应。
And verse 10 tells us that I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct and according to what their deeds deserve.
让我们常常在我们的神面前呢去鉴察我们自己。
So we should examine our own hearts and minds in the presence of our Lord.
求神帮助我们让我们见到我们的内心是怎么样。
And ask help from God to see our true hearts and our true minds.
那么我们就不会自满。
So we will not be complacent.
第二样事情，主耶稣提醒这个教会的，就是呢，你不能容让错误的教义。
The second thing that Lord Jesus reminded this church is not to tolerate false doctrines.
那当主耶稣去检验这个教会里面的时候呢，他就发觉他有一件事情是做得不好的。
When Lord Jesus was examining this church, he found that there is one thing that this church did not do well.
这个就是二十节里面所讲的。
And this was recorded in verse 20.
那我们先来看他做错了什么呢？
First, let's look at what the church did wrong.
二十节最后的时候他就讲到他们是偶像之物行奸淫的事。
And at the end of verse 20, it tells us that the church was committing sexual immorality and was eating food that was sacrificed to idols.
你发觉这个特亚推拉教会呢跟之前的这个以加摩教会所行的
You find out that the church in Thyatira is committing the same mistake as the one that was committed in the church of Pergama.
但是你要了解我们讲到之前这个以加摩教会呢，它的住处是撒旦的座会之处，所以呢，它是面对很大的一个外来的一个攻击啊。
But we need to understand that where the Pergamon church is located, it is located in the dwelling place of Satan, and therefore it was receiving a great deal of external pressure.
所以你说你面对这么大的一个逼迫的时候呢，你妥协呢？这个我可以了解。
So in other words, when you when one compromises under such a stressful persecution. The compromise is understandable.
但是呢，这个推亚推拉教会啊，它是一个很长进的一个教会，为什么他们会犯同一个罪呢？
But the church, however, the church in Thyatira, however, is one that is a growing church. And why would the growing church make the same mistake?
二十节前面就有告诉我们。
The first half of verse 20 tells us that.
他说他容让那自称是先知的妇人也使别教导我的仆人因有他们行奸淫是祭偶像之物。
That the church tolerates the woman Jezebel who calls herself a prophetess by her teaching she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and eating food sacrificed to idols.
从这句话里面你知道了大概在他们教会里面有一个人特别这个人是一个姊妹了然后呢他就在他们中间呢去教导一些后来他二十四节讲到了这些奥秘的道理的教导他们。
So from this verse, you know that there is this sister who lives among them but is teaching them false doctrines. And later on in verse 24, we'll find out that these things, her teachings, is so-called deep secrets.
耶稣的形容呢，这些就是深奥的道理呢，其实从撒旦来的。
And then Jesus clarified that these so-called deep secrets actually came from Satan.
通过这个教导的时候，引诱弟兄姊妹，引诱全个教会去犯罪。
So through her teaching, she was misleading brothers and sisters, the entire church, to commit sins.
耶稣称这个人呢，为野使别。
Jesus called this person by her name of Jezebel.
我们知道这个人的名字也许别是在旧约里面以色列王阿哈的次子。
We know that this is also the same name of a king in the Old Testament by the name of Aha that his wife has.
是他呢把敬拜巴利这个假神呢引进 全过以色列的。
She was the one that that brought idol Baali into the nation of Israel.
所以呢，最后圣经说呢，整个以色列里面呢，就剩下只有七千人呢是敬拜耶和华。
So the Bible tells us that at that time there were only 7,000 people left in the entire nation of Israel that was worshiping the Lord.
所以当耶稣说这个人是耶洗别的时候呢，是讲到了他对教会的伤害，将来或者现在的是会很厉害的。
So when Jesus called her by the name of Jezebel, he's saying that he's talking about the tremendous damage that she's going to bring to this church.
耶稣给我们的提醒呢，我们要留意以下几个功课。
And we have to keep in mind the following lessons from Jesus' reminder.
第一，道义其实是很重要的。
First is that doctrine is actually very important.
道义就好像方向一样。
Doctrine is like a direction.
所以如果你只有速度没有方向的时候呢，你的结果就是灭亡。
If you have only speed but no direction, well, that's going to lead to, that combination is going to lead to destruction.
贝亚特拉教会呢，它成长的速度很快。
Thyatira Church was growing at a rapid pace.
但是它却有一个错误的教义在他们中间。
However, there was a wrong doctrine among them.
它就好像一个很快的汽车，但是它去的方向是错误的。
So it's like a car moving at a high speed, but going in the wrong direction.
所以圣经就讲到了，它的结果就是灭亡。
So the Bible talks about that the end result for this church is destruction.
耶稣说，如果他们不悔改所行的，就会面对大患难。还有耶稣说，我要杀死他们的党类。
So the Bible says that if they don't repent of her ways, they will have great sufferings, and that her children will be eliminated as well.
第二呢，就是呢，如果你没有正确的教义的时候，你不可能有正确的行为。
The second lesson is that that if we have erroneous teaching of doctrines, we cannot have correct actions.
在历史上面呢，我们找到有关推啊推拉的这个地方呢，我们知道呢，它原来是一个很小的一个城市。
Historically speaking, when we search the place where church of Thyatira was located, we found out that it's actually in a very small town.
但是呢，它却是一个商业的城市。
But it's a city of commerce.
它这个城市里面呢，有好多好多很许多这些手工艺的这些工业在他们中间。
And there was a growing industry of arts and crafts.
比方说他们呢，这个城市呢，他们出名是做鞋子的。
So for example, this city was famous for its shoemaking.
还有呢，他们中间有铜匠。
And also there were bronzesmith among them.
还有呢，他们卖布很出名的。
And their fabrics were very famous as well.
你记得在《使徒行传》里面有一个女的叫吕底亚，她就是从这个城市来的。
You may recall this sister that was described in the Book of Acts, and that's where she came from.
所以她的名字叫 Lydia、就是。
Lydia。
所以呢，我们知道了，在教会里面呢，很多时候你是同一个行业的时候呢，你就会开一些工会。
And we know that through our experiences that if there are many merchants of the same trade, then you'll start some kind of a trade association.
比方说我爸爸从前在菜市场就是在市场里面卖鱼的，他也要参加一个什么渔业工会的组织。
So my father was selling seafood in a market, so he had to join some type of a seafood association.
你为什么要参加这些工会呢？
Why do you want to participate in these associations?
因为你要，你做生意就是要搞关系嘛。
Because relationships are important in business.
所以呢，你什么情形底下搞关系最好啊？
So what,
如果你要搞关系，你会搞什么活动
？So what's the best circumstances or what type of activities are good for generating relationships?
你们要搞关系，你们做什么？
So what do we do if we want to create relationships?
哎呀，吃饭呢、啊？当然了，我们中国人最就是中国人最厉害就是吃饭啊。
So one best way is to have meals together.
那么你知道当时的人，其实包括现在也是，有些人呢，他们吃饭之前，他们一定会自制他们所敬拜的假神的。就是 worship.
So before they eat, they will worship their idols.
所以你就明白当时的这个特亚推拉教会所面对的困难。
So now you can have a better understanding of the difficulties confronted by the Thyatira Church.
你要做生意。
You have to do your business.
你就要搞关系。
You have to have relationships to do so.
你去参加这些聚会的时候，他们会敬拜他们的假神。
When you go to these association dinners, they are going to worship their idols.
那么你去还是不去呢？
So do you go or do you not go?
很可能呢，在教会里面就是有这个也是别的这个人。
And it's quite possible that in those dinners there will be
在这个教会里面。
In that church, there is that Jezebel type of person.
他就站出来哦，我是。神给我启示，好像当从前的先知一样。神给我启示。
And so she would arise and inform people that God had given her revelation.
她有这个深奥的道理，她明白了。
And then she understands the deep secrets.
她就告诉弟兄姐妹，其实你们去这些吃饭呢的事情呢是没关系的，都可以。
She would tell brothers and sisters that it's of no consequences for them to go to these dinners.
我们的神是唯一的真神，其他都是假神。你吃这些东西也不会影响你的。
Our God is the one and only true God, and so it really doesn't matter if you eat the food of sacrificed idols.
所以他就是这个错误的教义上面呢，就迷惑了弟兄姊妹。
And that's how she misled brothers and sisters.With these erroneous doctrinal teaching.
所以他们最后就是去敬拜假神，也犯奸淫。
So at the end, they start to worship idols and committed sexual immorality.
有些弟兄姐妹呢，他对教义的事情完全没有兴趣。
Some brothers and sisters have shown no interest in doctrinal issues.
对他们来说，就是应用是最重要的。
And for those, application appears to be most important.
查经的时候呢，不愿意去花时间去看圣经是叫什么。
So during time of Bible study, they're not willing to spend the time to discover what the verses are teaching.
最希望呢，就是直接的跳进这个应用上面。
And they show high interest in jumping into application and conclusion.
比方说，想找出一个行得通的有关我们的婚姻啊，教养小孩啊，或者在我们事业上面行得通的方法。
I want to find a quick solution that can be applied to our marriages and in teaching our children and also on our jobs.
其实教义跟应用呢，不是一个相对的事情。
And actually, doctrines and applications are not equivalent.
相对就是好像一个The opposite end 的一个
they're not on the opposite end.
其实他们是很有关系的
and they have high correlation.
你对圣经的教义的了解，完全影响你怎么做你平常的决定。
Your understanding on doctrinal issues have great impact on your daily actions.
因为耶稣说啊，不可离婚。
Because Jesus said that we cannot divorce.
你知道当我吵架的时候，我跟我太太吵架的时候，这个教义完全影响我吵架的反应。
So this particular doctrine has great influence on me, especially at times when I argue with my wife.
因为我知道了，我不能换船了。
Because I know that I cannot switch to a different boat.
唯一的方法就是同心协力的让这条船不要沉下去。
So the only solution going forward is work together, make sure that the boat doesn't sink.
所以呢，如果你有一个错误的教义，你一定有一个错误的行为。
If you have, if you abide a wrong doctrine, that will lead to wrong actions.
但是如果你有一个正确的教义，那么你就有可能做到一个正确的决定。
If you have a correct understanding on the doctrine, then you may be able, that may lead to correct actions.
另外一样事情呢，有些弟兄姊妹呢，他觉得圣经里面的教义太难。
Some brothers and sisters may feel like the biblical doctrines are very difficult.
倒不如这样子啦，牧师你相信什么，我就是跟你一样相信同一样。
So their approach is that they will follow whatever the pastors believes in.
比方说，牧师刚刚说，耶稣说不可离婚嘛，你也不会去圣经去找找，耶稣真的说过不可离婚吗？
So when the pastor says that, that the Bible says,that we cannot get divorced. And would you actually go back to the Bible and see if that's exactly what the Bible says?
他们的反应就是，牧师讲什么我就信什么。
That I'll believe whatever the pastor says.
那我告诉你，这个是非常危险。
And I'll tell you, this is very dangerous.
这个很可能就是这个推亚推拉教会所犯的一个错误。
This could very well be the mistake that was made at the church in Thyatira.
因为我相信呢，这个耶洗别啊，他很可能本来就是他们的一个弟兄姊妹。
I believe that this Jezebel could very well have been a sister among them.
他是本来是相信一个正确的教义的。
She probably believed in the correct doctrine originally.
后来他还走歪了。
And however, she deviated from it later on.
原因呢，就是呢，耶稣说我曾给他悔改的机会。
The reason I say this is because Jesus said that he had given her time to repent.
耶稣只给他的教会，他的儿女悔改，在赐封师书信里面，他只给他的儿女悔改的机会。
So in all seven letters, the only time when Jesus gave people a chance to repent is when he's dealing with his children.
他从来没有给这些异端，好像这个尼哥拉党，这是悔改的机会。
He's never giving heretical believers a chance to repent.
所以这个人不是从外面进来的，他是从自己教会里面所产生出来的。
So this person did not come from the outside; it was produced from within the church.
所以如果你说。不是你相信什么我就相信什么，这个是很危险。
And that's why it's dangerous to believe whatever a pastor believes in.
有一天他安十年回来了，开始讲一些深奥的道理，你要分辨他所讲的是从神来还是从撒旦来的。
So we have to have great discernment. If our pastor goes on sabbatical and returns and start talking about deep secrets, we need to know whether he's talking about something from God or from Satan.
最后一样事情，耶稣提醒我们：我们作为教会的领袖，是我们的责任是保护群羊。
And the last thing the Bible reminds, these verses remind us here, is as church leaders, it's our responsibility to protect the flock of the church.
为什么推啊推拉教会有这个问题？
Why did Thyatira Church have this issue?
因为教会容让他这个人去教导教会。
Because the church tolerated this person to continue the teaching.
他应该阻止他，他没有这样子做。
The church should have stopped the person, but did not do so.
保罗当他离开以弗所教会的时候，他这样子讲：我知道我去后必有送报的豺狼进来你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是在你们中间也必有人起来说泼谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
So Paul said the following after he left when he was leaving the Ephesian church. But I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and destroy the truth in order to draw away disciples from them.
面对这个事情，保罗是怎么解决？
So how did Paul resolve this when confronted with the situation?
他在之前就讲到，他去借力这些长老，就是为了这些长老呢，他会为全群的做监督，去为自己更谨慎，也会全群谨慎。
So that's why he established eldership, so these overseers.And watch over themselves and all the flock.
所以，就是保护教会这个义务啊，是我们教会领袖，包括牧师、传道人、我们的理事、执事，大家老师、主日学老师、小组长，是我们的责任。
So the responsibility to protect the flock.Lies with all the church leaders, including the pastor, the ministers, the Sunday school teachers, and the governors and the deacons.
最后呢，主耶稣提醒这个教会，你要执守正道。
And lastly, Lord Jesus reminds this church that they need to hold fast to the faith.
如果他执守正道的时候，他就不会功亏一篑。
If they can hold fast to the faith, they will not let things go down the drain.
24节里面呢，他讲到，至于你们退啊退啦，其余的人就是一切不从哪教训，不晓得他素来所讲所说撒旦正奥之理的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们身上。但你们已经有的，总要持守，直到只等我来。
So starting with verse 24, now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you. Only hold on to what you have until I come.
耶稣要求我们要持守我们已经有。
Jesus asks us to hold on to what we have.
那么这个已经有的是什么呢？
What exactly is this something that we already have?
我相信呢，就是在帖撒罗尼迦后书二章十四十五节所讲到我们所相信的福音。
And I believe it's the gospel that we believe in is described in Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, Second Thessalonians.
有些弟兄姊妹呢，他搬家离开这边，去了别的教会。
Some brothers and sisters had to move, and they moved to another city and another church.
有的时候呢，就回来问我，不是有人问我，我们是基督教里面哪一派的？
And they would return to visit, and they would ask me which...sect of the Christianity do we belong to?
那我们教会是没有宗派的。
We don't have a particular denomination per se.
但是人家问你你是哪一派，你怎么回答？
But if people ask you that question, how would you answer?
我通常会告诉他们，我们是属于福音派的。
And usually I would tell them that we're evangelicals.
那什么叫福音派啊？
What is so-called evangelicals?
福音派就是福音，就是我们的根基。
What that evangelical being an evangelical means that gospel is our cornerstone.
我们相信同一个福音，我们就是弟兄姊妹。
If we believe in the same gospel, then we're all brothers and sisters.
但是如果你所相信的福音跟我相信的福音不一样的时候，那么你就不是弟兄姊妹了。
However, we may not be brothers and sisters if you and I believe in different gospels.
那么你就要问了，那么福音的内容是什么？
Then you need to ask what is the content of this gospel.
你要清楚知道福音是讲什么，你才可以说，你才可以分辨他的福音跟你的福音不一样。
We have to have a clear understanding of what the true gospel is, so we know what the difference is.
比方说，圣经说耶稣是神的儿子。
For example, the Bible says that Jesus is Son of God.
那么，神的儿子是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be son of God?
我记得呢大概十年前的时候有一个小说叫达文斯密码。
I remember there was about 10 years ago, there was a book by the name of The Da Vinci Code.
那么他的故事他说其实他是这样子。他说耶稣呢原来跟这个他的门徒玛利亚生了一个小孩。
The story started out by saying that Jesus had produced a child with one of his disciples, Mary.
那么他说了他的这本书他说证明耶稣生了小孩我们全个基督教就可以毁灭了。
And the premise of the book is that if we can prove that Jesus had produced a child, then the entire Christianity can be destroyed.
那我现在问你，如果耶稣真的结婚生了小孩，是不是我们的信仰就是假的？
Well, let me ask you this: would our faith truly be falsified if Lord Jesus had produced a child and got married?
这个就是一个教义上面的问题。
And that's a doctrinal issue.
这个也是我们现在无论是英文主日学、中文主日学，其实都是讲这些东西。
And that's the topics that are being discussed in Chinese and English Sunday schools.
如果你来我们中文主日学的时候，过几个礼拜，吴天中就会把这个答案告诉你。
So if you come to our Chinese Sunday school, an answer will be provided to you on that topic.
耶稣告诉我们，如果我们持守这个正道，直到他来，我们就会跟他一样，分享他掌管这个世界的荣耀。
And Jesus has told us that if we hold fast to the faith until he comes, and then we will share in his glory.
当他做万王之王的时候，我们会跟他一同掌。
And when he becomes the king of all kings,We will rule all nations with him.
Molly Huddle, because he did not hold fast his last step.
Molly Huddle did not hold fast to continue through her last step. So she lost her medal.
But
nobody will remember about this medal after a year.
But you know, Jesus gave us the reward forever.
But we all know that rewards from Lord Jesus is eternal. So we pray that we will not let everything go down the drain. And let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for your reminders. And we pray that that Lord will give us a discernment to understand the true doctrines with our true faith. And that we have the ability to hold fast to the gospel. And thank you for listening to our prayer, and we pray in Jesus' name.
对的，现在呢，是我们教会的每一个月一次的这个圣餐。
And now it's time for our church monthly communion.
圣餐呢是纪念主耶稣的死。
The communion is to remember our Lord Jesus' death.
饼和杯呢是代表主耶稣的身体跟他的血。
And bread and the cup represent the Lord's body and blood.
如果呢你已经是一个重新得救又接受洗礼的基督徒，我欢迎你参与。
If you are a reborn Christian that has been baptized by water, we welcome you to join us.
但是如果你还没有的时候呢，当饼和杯传到你旁边的时候，你不用拿。
And but however, please refrain from participating if you have not done so.
我们现在一同来念哥林多前书十一章二十三到三十二节。
And together, let's read First Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 32.
今天我念就可以了。我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了就拨开说，也是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。 你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，是等到他来。所以无论何人不按你自己的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己审查，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此在你们中间有好些软弱的，有患病的，死的也不小。你们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被主惩治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。我们现在请负责的弟兄来到前面。
We ask the serving brothers to step forward.With Dennis, Simon, and Simon.
Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ, for his death, and for his resurrection, for his atonement, for substitution of our sins, for this body. Father, we thank you for the church that you have given us. Father, we thank you for the word of God that you have given us, that we may know you, and we may know how to behave. Father, we pray that we will keep the doctrine as a church, that we will keep our doctrines pure as a church, that we have fellowship with Jesus Christ and with each other. Father, we ask that you would use this time to remind us of the unity we have in Christ. In Christ's name we pray.